The Rancor's Brothel presents.
Into the land of civilization came Nyarlathotep, slender and sinister,
and gave exhibitions which sent his spectators away speechless.
Men advised one another to see him and shuddered.
Where he went, rest vanished, for the small hours were rent with the screams of nightmare.
It was in the hot autumn that I went through the night with the restless crowd.
I saw hooded forms amidst ruins, and I saw the world battling against blackness.
I screamed aloud.
I was not afraid.
That I could never be afraid.
And others screamed with me for solace.
Beyond the world vague ghosts of monstrous things.
Corpses of dead worlds with sores that were cities. Charnel winds that brush the pallid stars.
And through this revolting graveyard of the universe, the muffled, maddening beating.
The crawling chaos.
Masks of Nyarlathotep.
Configurations in mutation.
It is 9 o'clock on a Friday morning on January the 23rd, I believe.
Exactly.
I think that Eustace, upon being dumped, would just turn to the three and say, I'm beelining for the Alcazar. If you guys decide where you're going, let me know. And send me a telegram to my room. Give him the room. And then he's going to the Alcazar. Because it's the more seedy place. And he's going to look to meet somebody in the saloon that is more than likely connected to it to find a handgun.
Question.
Yes.
What rank is Poole?
Poole is a lieutenant, I believe.
Yep. He is a lieutenant.
Lieutenant Poole. But he would have covered more Midtown, obviously. He's not in the same precinct.
We can still talk to him, though.
Lieutenant is below captain.
I'm aware.
Okay. Just making sure. But yeah. But that's.
But you know where I'm going.
Yeah.
You're going to get a gun, and I'm going to go bust open ropes.
Straight to the 10th
Freaking
precinct, whatever it is.
Chief Commissioner, if I have to.
Yeah.
I've just been intimidated by a captain and asked to, via bribery and blackmail, plus stuffing someone's file to get them arrested, which has to do with the mob, who is the next person on my list to call.
Yes, we need you to take care of somebody. Let's talk to Cecil. I mean, Cecil.
I got you.
I have a new plan.
Just
and
give us the
happens,
phone number of the guy we need to be talking to.
You can also do that.
Because if somebody has stuffed the file of a low level, vaguely connected to a mobster, what have they done to someone they got in Sing Sing on death row?
I'm just happy I remember the name Alcazar.
Good job. Hey, Troy, what do you want to do?
Poole is precinct 7A, by the way.
Thank you.
Located off West 20th Street. It would be on the card that you theoretically have.
Clearly. You say 9th Street?
West 20th Street.
Where I got a 9th
from. I was about to say, Jesus.
7A, precinct 7A. So acquiring firearms is not difficult. It just takes time and money. So
I'll set it up, knock it down.
Anyone who wants to acquire firearms may do so. It's just going to take you, like, say, half a day.
There's probably one in my house. Like, I probably don't even have to buy it.
Sure. It's just going to take you some time to go back to your house and get it and then come back.
I got to get back to Brooklyn. I don't know where we're at right now.
I acquire a 38 automatic.
That's my gun as well.
It costs you some monies.
Monies.
It costs you one money unit.
One thematically appropriate
one
money
credit.
Unit.
I thought about keeping track of money because it's really interesting to see how much you guys would theoretically spend all this time. But God, it's just such a long time for a statistic.
Is it one Republic money credit?
Oh, I don't know. I was making a Starfinder reference.
I was making a Star Wars reference.
Cred stick.
No, that's the
Republic
job for our fans to do.
Do not work.
I mean, it's in the book.
I know. Hey, somebody needs to start keeping track of stats, including how many times Sybil uses the wrong name for anybody.
Or the fact that he calls you Jasmine instead of Sybil.
Yeah, we can track that too.
Like, I actually, of everybody here, I think Jasmine would be the most interesting period name. I don't know when Jasmine was popular, but I feel like Jasmine would be a
1992, actually.
No, it was a prominent name in Egypt back in the old days.
I'm aware, but in the U.S., it grew prominent after I was born.
I was just referring to Disney films.
Yes, I'm aware. Which came out in 1991, which is why 1992, it shot up in the rankings.
Mr. Neely.
I've looked up these things.
Hi.
Is there anything that Mr. Young would like to do?
I've only asked this question 3 times.
At present, I think his main concern would be trying to secure a way into the gala, but...
What is your credit rating?
50.
So, one of the first things that you would probably do is call and ask straight up for you to get tickets to this benefit. It's going to straight up cost you credit rating. Like, it is a reduction in stat just because it's going to cost you, you know, say 5 points of your credit rating skill because it is a very swanky thing. Mm-hmm. So if you were taking the direct approach in that I am going to pay to go to this swanky thing, that's what it's going to cost you out of pocket. Give me an idea roll.
Pass.
You might be able to get the lawyer to reimburse you for that, although it is an expense for sure. And you're not 100% sure that this has to do with the Carlisle expedition. Like, would he approve that? Is going to be the hurdle to jump. Or you could look for other opportunities to quote-unquote crash the party, as I believe Eustace had mentioned before. There are other ways to gain entry that would be more...
It would...
Seedy, well, shall we say.
I was going to try and talk to Gray, but Jasmine already shat that bed.
Well, it would be difficult to try and prove to Carlton that we're trying to go to the gala to meet the socialites. Or the
I'm just thinking about the money. Just since he's keeping the books, is it worth 400 money units or whatever?
Don't we have like 100,000 money units to potentially spend? You got a good.
Yes, it's just he wants to approve it. That's all. I want to make it a cost benefit thing. And yes, getting tickets to go somewhere because you have some clues are one thing. Spending money to maybe bump into somebody when you could go through proper channels and take 2 or 3 months, you know. Which one is going to be more appealing to Carlton Ramsey?
How much money units do you have? Oh, this is a reimbursement thing. Never mind. I was going to be like, how many money units do you have left of your 5,000 money units that we already had?
I'm just saying that, say, for example, that, you know, if Erica Carlisle is as rich as she is, which say she's almost double Troy's money units, for example, like her dropping 5 money units on a thing is no big deal. I just want to make it hurt a little bit for Troy. Or come up with something creative.
Yeah.
It's all good. I was really just stalling.
Eustace
doesn't have bright ideas. Eustace gets point and clicked it. Point and clicked it.
So are you going to get a gun, Lucas? Is that what you're doing?
I do have a question.
Yeah. Okay.
I have a question for you, because I know that you got this. Maybe this is a little too meta. Where would Robeson have gotten the clothing that he had on? Like, you recognizing the fact of, like, He's obviously on the take somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure.
Is that a question we could ask of Tarkington? That maybe he might have an idea of who might be supplying the funds to Robeson since he's from roughly the area? Tarkington?
What?
It seemed like the captain was very finely dressed. You know, who might he be being bankrolled by?
Not off the top of my head, no. Tarkington would probably know who's in charge in Harlem right now, though. Lucas doesn't remember at this point.
What do you mean?
From a
mob perspective.
Yes, you would know the players.
Would we assume that Robeson's on the take by the players?
Lucas, you can make a phone call to Johnny Bananas.
I love the fact that it's Johnny Bananas.
Would I just not know that off the top of my head, who that would be?
Yeah, but I mean, if you were looking for insight, Johnny Bananas might be a better... Like, you would know who the players are. Whether or not he's on the take from those players, you wouldn't know.
All right. Call up Bananas.
I mean, I figured that's where you're getting your piece from anyway.
He would have had another one in his house.
That's right. I forgot.
Sassel, stop calling me. What the hell do you want?
We got a problem.
I ain't got problems. You don't owe me any money. That's my biggest problem. You in debt is the worst goddamn problem. It's like the fucking trials of Hercules are more easier to do than dealing with you getting me money back.
What do I owe you?
We're not quite at, we're past pinky breaking money. We're getting closer to leg breaking money.
All right, I'll give you $200 to shut up. He's still there? I think I lost him.
What do you want?
Shit. All right. We spoke to a man who's a captain of the police in Harlem.
Robeson.
That's the one.
Yeah. Pig piece of shit. What do you want?
Who's got him on the fix?
Who doesn't?
I need a more specific answer than that.
Right. I mean, we pay him. Give me another mob family name.
Like another fake one?
Sure.
Well, the bananas have him on the take.
He's the DeLuca family. We already talked about this.
He was in the
this.
DeLuca family.
No, we're sticking with bananas now at this point.
Yeah, Johnny Bananas. He's part of the...
I know.
I'm getting my history straight here.
If it's the Irish, it could be like the O'Malley's or something.
Sure. I was like, we pay him. I'm sure O'Malley's pay him. I'm sure there's half a dozen other interests. I'm sure the speakeasies are plopping into him.
Look, we may all pay him, but who owns him?
I don't know if anybody owns him per se. We just pay him to look the other way.
Look, the man dresses better than the Don.
Yeah. Probably because he's on the take from like 15 fucking places. I mean, shit, you got everything from the lowest speakeasies to the highest players in the families paying him off. Like, that's why shit is able to go down. Because everybody who's running numbers and everybody who's, you know, running rum gives him a little piece of the action. Just how we operate.
Ask him what it will take to lose the memories of us.
For Robeson, too? Or for yeah. Bananas, too? Robeson. It wouldn't be hard for Bananas, I'm sure.
No. Done. Forgot.
What's it take to clean our slate?
With Robeson? You on his shit list?
Might have gotten pinched.
He beat the fuck out of Mickey Two Shoes last week.
Did he?
Yeah.
Is he still wearing those shoes?
Not on broken feet, he isn't.
Bummer.
I'm telling, if you are on Robeson's shit list, my friend, you better stay the hell out of Harlem. That man is a mean motherfucker.
So I've seen. He tried to shake down a fine young woman.
That wouldn't be the first one. Or the last, I'm sure. Like I said, every little place. If you're running some sort of shady shit, if you're bringing in opium, if you're bringing in, I don't know, rum, if you're bringing in illegal art, I don't know, you're on the fucking take. Like I said, he's a mean son of a bitch.
So I just look back to you guys and go, at this point, we're kind of fucked. All right, Bananas. What do I owe you again? And he just hangs up.
It's going to come back to haunt you.
Oh, I know. Cecil is hoping at some point he's going to be like out of country here soon.
You think that's going to stop the mob?
For a little while. I'll shake him on my tail for a minute.
Well, when he dies in Ethiopia, they're not going to
As long as we don't
much.
End up in Sicily, I'm probably okay.
Okay, so that takes Lucas until roughly noon. That takes you until noon to get a new gun. Jasmine, is there something that you would like to do?
Yeah, calling Lieutenant Poole.
Sure.
He didn't like you.
Lieutenant Poole doesn't really like any of us.
No, he loved.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it would probably be best if it was him.
Just gonna call him and ask.
Do three-way calling.
We do three-way how calling.
Far? Lieutenant Poole, I've got Mr. Young here. He wants to know.
He's got a sore throat.
So you call... Probably get precinct 7A, yeah. You're going to have to do da-da-da. We'll say he's working on a Friday. Yeah, this is Lieutenant Poole. How can I help you?
Hi there, Lieutenant.
Your voice sounds familiar, and it doesn't give me good memories.
Mr. Young. You remember him, Owen?
You
liked
you,
him.
You hear some paper rattling. This would be Mrs. Ripley Robertson, am I right?
You got that right.
Well, you know, they don't pay me for my looks.
Well, they pay me for mine. Anyway, so.
Not questioning your job, ma'am.
Well, my job right now is to help a Mr. Adams, who's made the papers of late.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering.
Unfortunately, out of my territory, ma'am. I'm more midtown.
I understand that. I was wondering what your captain and maybe a bit higher than him might want to know about. Me getting shaked down by somebody over in Harlem. And by somebody, I mean Captain Robeson. Now, I know y'all got to be building a case against him somewhere. Somebody in this city doesn't like him, other than me.
You got a social role, Jasmine?
Sure, got me some charm.
I give it to you.
You've been trying to roll this entire game. Just let her do it once.
All she wants to roll is charm and medicine.
I made it. 57 out of 66.
It's not a very good make, by the way.
Shut up. I made a damn roll.
Now, if she was challenging his charm roll, that would have been a pretty good one.
It would have. He ain't got no charm or shit.
What'd you roll?
57 out of 66. It's a pass. It's not a...
Oh, man. It's almost like there's specific chart.
Yeah.
No, it's almost like I should keep moving my bookmark to where the...
Hey, that looks like a Pinga from here.
It does kind of look like a Pinga.
Yeah, just saying.
Can you show us that page? Is there any...
No.
No?
The Pinga? Yeah. I thought I showed you the Pinga already.
Not in the book.
I think
we Googled it.
We Googled it, but I don't remember being...
Oh, I just keep seeing that particular one because he keeps flipping past that page.
Yeah. Cheater.
Ma'am, I really don't know what you're talking about. If you have a complaint to file, you can talk to internal affairs. But like I said, it is
wonderful. I'll be sure to put your name and lack of interest in the byline when I talk to New York Times.
Ma'am,
I have an in.
If you know the number of... Here you go. I can actually show you this page because it doesn't show anything. This is what I was talking about before where they...
It's a Pinga off the fire escape. It was really cool. Works great for an audio podcast, too.
Oh, I...
Looks like a straight...
Fire escape?
I see what looks more like a machete.
Yeah, I say from up from here, it looks like an upside-down machete.
Yeah.
No, as you say, that's just a machete. That's not actually supposed to be the Pinga.
Oh, okay.
It's hard to tell when you're flipping pages.
I think he's more talking about the...
I think you were supposed to chase him down the...
Yeah, you probably would have died.
No, it's one of my first early moments. That's probably literally the earliest you could die in the campaign.
Well, there was Peru.
Peru didn't end well for all of us.
Nah, he almost went. You'd have to really fuck up to die in Peru.
I mean,
well...
He ate half of his stomach away.
It dealt him 2 damage. He took more damage from the shot through the window.
That's fair.
Nah, there's a weight limit to how much that fire escape can hold. It's about 2 people.
Well, then how did the 3 of them get down at the same time?
Because they are just under the weight limit. Any other weight would have brought it all crashing to the ground for like 4d6 damage.
Not 4d6.
No, it was 4d6.
He
just doesn't pause when he should sometimes.
There's your Pinga.
Is that connected to the machete behind it or no?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No. Miss, I'm not trying to dismiss your claims. It's just that since I'm in another department, there's not a whole lot I can do.
I'm asking you who can other than internal affairs, and if internal affairs can...
Most complaints are dealt through the precinct with which they should be placed. They are internal matters. The precincts operate semi-independently. You notice he sounds very defeated at saying that.
I'm trying to do some good here.
Aren't we all, miss? Aren't we all? Is there anything else I can do for you, ma'am?
Tell me how to get Mr. Adams out of Sing Sing.
I think that if you wish for someone who is that far, I cannot find Poole's accent. I was doing Bronx earlier for him, and then I did Robeson, and Robeson was being a little more cocky, and he almost became Southern.
Yeah, it's because I was Southern.
I need more like, almost, this is closer, you piece of shit. This is where I need to be. This is a little bit better. It's a little Jersey, but it's a little... It's
I was
going
to say, it's a little closer. It's East Jersey.
It's a little closer. Listen. Listen, ma'am. Like,
I'm sorry I keep hitting the mic.
You're good. You haven't hit the mic hard enough to make it knock.
You need to talk to somebody else, all right? Like, trust me. You're not the only one trying to do some good in this fucking town, okay? Excuse my language, ma'am.
You're excused. Who can I talk to?
Can't wait to see how long it takes the commissioners to even read a letter.
They going to a gala?
I mean, policeman's balls in a couple months.
He'll be dead by then.
I mean, if you really wanted this man out of prison, you would need so much evidence to the contrary. Like, we got a murder weapon, we got eyewitnesses, you got police testimony. You would need something that refutes every bit of that.
He took a pass?
This is 1920. I don't give a fuck. She can get arrested for her skirt being too short. You think they're going to give a shit? So yeah, that's what Poole's saying. If you really want to get Adams out, you're going to need irrefutable proof.
No, I'm done.
Poole hangs up. It is now the afternoon of the 23rd. Troy, have you come up with anything that you'd like to do?
I guess I'll try Ramsey first to see if he'll front us the money to get tickets to the gala.
Some sort of role. Again, he's not sold that this is the best way to do it, so you're going to have to persuade him in some way. So either make a convincing role-playing argument or make a convincing role.
I mean, I would say the best way for us to get at... what's her name again?
That's a good way to start with him. Erica Carlisle?
Yeah, Erica Carlisle is at this gala.
My understanding is that this gala is typically attended by hundreds of people. I mean, how are you going to ever meet up with arguably one of the richest and most powerful of the individuals likely to be in a room full of rich and powerful individuals? I mean, it seems to be very sort of circumstantial.
It's so simple. You just walk through going, Erica!
We're very,
resourceful.
Resourceful people. I'm sure we'd have no problem locating her, but, all this is in service of trying to get to the bottom of who killed our good friend Jackson Elias.
And exactly how expensive will these benefit tickets cost?
A pittance of what we have at our disposal.
Okay. And would you got a social roll at all that you'd like to roll?
I mean, fast talk is really the only thing, but I'm not really lying.
Jasmine got the chair shoved up her ass, if anyone wonders what the note was. I mean, I'm not going to judge. If people are into that thing, you go hog wild.
I'm short, and I got a short chair.
And Sodom and Gomorrah still tied at 69.
Yeah.
You didn't get the reference. Don't worry about it.
I mean, a reference that's probably 15 years old and that, you know. If you know what he's referencing, just post it on Facebook. If you know what he's referencing and you don't live in Indiana, post it on Facebook.
I didn't live in Indiana 15 years ago.
Right, which is why she doesn't know.
I mean, it's a nationally syndicated program.
It doesn't matter.
It's not even national. Hell, it goes all overseas to the troops.
But I don't, like, I really think that this is such a Midwest Indiana thing.
You got a Happy Days reference, you give me the Fonz. I'm just saying.
Maybe who's the...
No, just let it go. I want to see the response. We'll see the response in, like, 8 weeks.
Yes, because people often respond.
No. This one I'm asking. Like, most of the time, Matt's asking, and nobody gives a shit. But I would, if you know what Schroeder is referencing when he says Sodom and Gomorrah is still tied at 69, I would like to know. Because it is fucking funny. But it's about as Midwest gets. Where I think you're making a social role in terms of...
Yeah, I don't... Like, I was going to argue, can I roll... like language and just try to say I'm charming him with my eloquent English
I'll give you a bonus die. How you feel about that?
I mean, again, I don't know what I could roll. Like,
charm, persuade, fast talk, and credit rate.
I mean, fast talk, I mean, is my highest skill, but I'm not really lying to him.
No.
Fast talk isn't necessarily lying. You're just convincing someone.
No, fast talk is legitimately...
Yeah, it's pretty lying.
Yes.
Really?
I mean, fast talk is really you are manipulating the situation specifically in the moment.
Right. This is that.
Yeah, but the way Troy played it, he's really trying to persuade him. Persuade is probably the best role.
You got a bonus die. What's your skill?
Base.
Oh.
I'm all about that base. About that base.
Which
no
is 10.
Upgrades. I'm all about that base. About
I don't
that
see
base.
A 10.
Oh, 14 out of 10.
You spend 4 luck.
You spend 4 luck.
I will spend 4 luck.
You have got the luck to spare, dude, out of this whole party.
Man, whittling away on dumb shit. Yeah, Carlton Ramsey will pay for tickets to the gala. He will
How many?
Get he will get you 2. One, it will be Mr. Owen Young and guest. So we'll say that the 4 of you meet up for a mid-afternoon
tea
meal. Yes, essentially tea.
Americans don't drink tea.
Five of us?
4.
Is Mabel not there?
No.
Okay.
You want to make a phone call, Lucas?
Sure.
You're going to make a phone call?
I'll ask if Mabel can come with us.
Roll charm with a...
penalty die?
I'm about to find out.
Hang on. I got an ought one on my date. That's a bonus die.
I think
die.
It's a bonus die.
Is it asking Sybil if Mabel can come, or are you asking Mabel if Mabel
I
can
assume
come?
He's calling Mabel independently.
Yeah.
Same room phone.
Which one do I roll? The extra die?
Well, the extra die in the tens place would be more helpful than the ones place, but if you want to roll your bonus dice as the ones place, you go right ahead.
Sorry, what am I rolling? Charm?
Charm.
Where's my charm? It's a 55.
Good luck, Casanova.
That's a cocked die.
Oh, that's not three.
That's an ought three.
All right. But this isn't it with a penalty die?
You notice that...
it's the same thing.
You notice that Mabel die. Is putting on extra squirts of perfume.
Mabel, you're stinking up the place.
She looks sad and dejected.
Go downstairs and go fetch us a cab, huh?
She fetches you a cab.
She comes outside and there's a carriage with horses.
You don't have that kind of money.
Yeah, I do.
You're not a good gambler. We already discussed this.
Actually, I meant to roll on that and I didn't. I meant to roll to see if I did
it
well.
Was like $2 to get a carriage ride.
Probably true.
How much is he in debt again?
It's a horse-drawn carriage.
What, Johnny Bananas?
Fucking New York. He's in the 20s.
I'll let you folks discuss what you want to do. It is now say, the...
It before is the 23rd. We do,
afternoon of the 23rd.
Okay. Before we go anywhere, I will stop at a marketplace and mail Johnny Bananas a batch of bananas.
It's nice, honey.
I'll put a 10 spot in there.
A 10 spot in the bananas?
Yeah.
If he throws them out, he loses it.
It's his fault.
So my goal had been when I left that you two would decide what you were doing now that you have 2 tickets to the gala, but that clearly didn't happen.
Sorry. Well,
so
my bad.
You are having afternoon tea, and now you can figure out what you want to do next.
The 5 of us.
Yes, the 5 of you. Mabel is there.
Mabel has no credit rating and no stats, so let's not send Mabel.
I would assume with the 2 tickets that Eustace is probably not going to be very useful at the gala, unless you want like a predator-esque guy hanging up like in a tree, just like watching people. I don't think that I would do very well.
I mean, watching people may be useful.
Maybe.
The tickets are under Mr. Owen Young and guest, so however you want to deal with that.
Cecil, you're going.
What? No, I imagine it would be the 2 of you guys going.
It would probably make the most sense to keep appearances, I guess.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anything that, sadly, Cecil and I should be looking into?
Well, Eustace, no one likes a third wheel.
Get fucked.
He's trying.
That's literally the best thing that you've ever said ever.
Lucas.
So congratulations. Go right ahead. All right, what do you guys
you
want me to be doing?
Jump out of my chair.
I fucking snorted. So
let's get a pick up great in the mic.
I lean back at least. Jesus.
It's not bad.
I mean, is there anything that I can be doing while he's
doing things?
Working out.
What are you good at?
Like, what are you, other than shooting, what are your best skills? Because we know you're a shooter.
If you were to take 3 characteristics and describe yourself.
I'm very good at navigating a horse to a place I can shoot people.
There you go.
I would also point out the clue, like, there are more threads you can pull.
Yes.
there are a lot more threads that have not been pulled.
You can go find somebody who plays chess.
All right.
The chessboard thing.
I mean, I would go over the clues and see if there's anything else you want to do. Because basically, at this point, you have, say, 36 hours is probably too much. 24, 32 hours.
Maybe you start with...
You could go to the Juju House.
That's in Harlem.
Not going to the Juju House by myself.
You could go scope it out with Schoeschinger.
Schoeschinger. You'll get it one of these days.
I'll just have you know there is a town in Wisconsin called Schlinger. Mm-hmm. I say it right every time.
The only thing that...
So yeah, I mean, other threads that you could pull on if you wanted to. You know things about the Juju House. You know things about Fayette Babels. You know things about... Was it Tony's?
Teddy's. We were warned to not go to Fat Mabel's.
That is true.
Or the Juju House, really.
That clearly stopped you that time.
What is Marty and Blue Nose? NYPD 1898, followed by the note Lieutenant Poole.
I have no idea.
That's a you thing. That's not. That's not a game thing.
I've read this a lot. I don't know what you're writing.
I think the name of the two people that showed up in Lemming's hotel room, but I don't know for sure. Marty and Blue Nose, I think, were the two cops that showed up at the murder scene before Poole showed up.
Yeah, it's probably accurate, but definitely not, like, Lemming, no.
No, because Lemming is listed afterwards, so no, it wasn't Lemming.
No, if I do anything, I'll check out Teddy's.
It's up to you. Yeah. That's what you want to do. Like I said, you need all can go. You have like 36 hours before whatever. So I'm letting you figure out whatever you want to do next.
Teddy's is in Harlem.
I know.
Okay.
I mean, he can take a cab to a place and...
Grady's in a better mood now than he was around lunchtime. So maybe I might survive it. I don't know.
I'm just saying we learned the first thing about the Juju House and went there with Silas a week ago.
Hey, Cecil, literally. I know you'll be done in about 30 seconds. When you're done, you want to join me over at Teddy's or...
Perhaps.
So you two are going to go to Teddy's this evening.
So I'll go smoke a cigarette and wait for him to come out.
Okay.
That's what she said.
I said come out, not pull out.
Just saying.
Do you?
What?
Pull out.
No.
Because I can make this really weird.
There's no need to make it weird. Just roll a die and find out what happens. That's what we did last time.
Pulling out is against his religion.
Okay. So, the two of you then are going to the gala tomorrow. Are you guys doing anything else with the 23rd? Are we rolling into the 24th?
Need to go get a firearm.
You can get a firearm in the evening of the 23rd.
32 revolver, please.
Sure. It costs you money units.
Cool.
Money units.
Costing you time.
Yeah, I know. I did the Lieutenant Poole phone call. I'm good.
You did.
Are you going to actually join me going to Teddy's or no? 70?
No, it's in the middle of
it. It's in the middle of the crack.
70 on my side.
Nope.
Should have took the 70.
96. We didn't.
Your performance did not have a good night. Lackluster, to say the least.
She kicks you out.
I'm rushed.
Or flushed.
Or limp.
It's all that whiskey.
No, it's the other person that's got a
whiskey
limp.
Dick.
Anything applicable to the game?
That was applicable.
Yeah, no, I'll go with you.
It was referencing his war injury.
So you two are going to Teddy's. You're getting a gun.
What are we looking for at Teddy's?
When's the gala? Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday.
Yeah, we've got time.
The Harlem Hellfire hangout.
Is it in Harlem?
Yes.
We gotta be careful.
You two are going to Teddy's?
Yeah.
On Friday night?
You're getting a gun.
Or on Saturday?
On Friday.
Friday.
I assume you're going now.
No, we can go now.
Yeah. Okay.
Troy?
Does that mean everybody can go to Teddy's?
Sure, I mean, I don't care. Yeah, I don't give a shit.
We're doing that
Saturday. My assumption was that I guess I didn't realize date.
You have time if you want to do something else on a Friday to prepare for going Saturday.
Relax? I mean, I don't know what else to do besides go to
Teddy's. You can relax the 23rd.
Yeah, it's fine.
Let's not make con rolls about sleep for once.
Sure. You get a lovely night's rest. It is now the morning of the 24th.
Do I get a letter back from Ms. Carlisle yet?
Nothing yet.
Damn it.
Besides the letter, was there any other, like, leads that we had that hadn't been squashed by the lawyer?
No. Okay. Not that I was aware of.
You have other leads from the game, but it's all, like I said, whatever you choose to follow up on.
Yeah.
So I assume the two of you are going to spend a good portion of the afternoon getting ready for the gala in the evening. Is there anything that the two of you want to do in the morning, Mr. Young and Ripley Robertson?
Would you like to call Schoenberg with me?
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, probably call her and let her know we got entrance into the gala. And
she doesn't like Robeson.
Yeah.
You call the morning of the 24th, so on a Saturday, you're not able to get a hold of her at the times.
Can we leave a message for her to call?
Yeah, she'll leave a message.
You want to do a daytime thing or a nighttime thing?
It's really up to you. I don't really know what we're looking for.
Well, you're the expert on Harlem. Is there a better chance of us getting
idea seen? Rules?
A better time frame for us not getting caught by the police?
Yeah. Odd six.
Pass.
Nope, sorry. Odd nine.
Hard pass.
Millie told you about them going there at dinner time, typically, but it was sort of an after work kind of thing. So you would assume that the after work thing may not apply on a Saturday. But that doesn't mean that they wouldn't hang out there for lunch or something else. Just a question of when you decide to go.
Yeah. Lunch sounds good.
Sounds good to me.
How do you get there?
We fly.
Riding on the bus.
I was curious.
We get one of those two-person bikes.
How typical is a taxi?
Yellow cab exists.
Yeah, you could get a taxi at this point. It would be one of the more expensive methods of travel, but it would be the most direct. So the two of you are going to Teddy's Saloon in a cab.
Yep.
You see it's sort of a working man's club. It's not far from the Lafayette Theater. You do see that there is a man outside kind of letting people in and out, and he kind of gives you a look.
I tell the cabbie to keep it running.
Sure, boss.
Well, it'll be a moment.
You see the man say, can I help you?
I don't know. Just ask how the food is, I guess. We've heard quite a bit about studies.
This is a quiet place here.
We intend to keep it that way.
Oh.
Tip of the hat.
I don't think you understand how a hat physically works if you're playing like a goddamn of piano on top of your hat.
Have you never seen...
he's trumpet blaring.
Have you never seen Arthur with Russell Brand?
Apparently not.
No. That's how he tips his hat.
I could go for a Jeffrey right about now.
He lets you in, but gives you kind of a glare. You notice that Teddy's is... it is a plain, though comfortably furnished room with tables and booths around the walls. It appears as though the central tables could be moved for parties and dances. You see a bar lines one wall, serving sodas and hot drinks, as well as a limited food menu. The lighting is adequate, although the thick pall of cigarette and cigar smoke clouds the atmosphere, aided and abetted by the grubby front window.
Did we get descriptions besides the actual names?
No.
Okay.
You notice everyone kind of turn and look at you.
Are we the only white people here?
High or low?
Very likely.
At this point, yeah.
Okay. Besides
Needham, you get
Johnson,
more the sense it's not, the glares are not so much.
It's because we're outsiders.
Yes.
It's not
1,000%.
Yeah.
You get the sense this is like fucking Cheers. The same 30 people visit this place every goddamn day.
You want to go where everyone knows your name. I got it.
You see like a guy scrubbing dishes behind the bar.
But Jasmine, I need names besides Needham Johnson.
Artie. Or Art. Douglas, Art, and Jackie.
Jackie is a dude or a chick?
Dude.
They're all I guys. Assumed Douglas, Art.
They were all Harlem Hellfighters. Okay. Don't you know Jackie Robinson?
Little early.
No, I was talking to you.
Yeah, I know.
Mr. Baseball.
Because I gave you a year date. I'm just going to go in and sit down. I mean, is there a bar? Is there?
Yeah, there is a bar with counter space that appears to be where the only employee is at the moment. Standing behind the bar, you do see a couple of tables, and then there are booths around the walls.
Are there a table? Is there like an open table in the middle of everybody?
Yeah.
That's where we're going to go sit.
You uncomfortably walk as people watch you.
Cecil will be very comfortable. Like, it's Harlem. He's used to it.
Shame. Shame. Shame.
You see the You see a woman walk up. Can I help you, gentlemen?
Coffee and a menu, ma'am.
Sure.
Same.
She walks over to the bar, and the bartender, I guess you could say, because he's not serving booze, he's serving soda, looks at you, and they get you coffee and a menu. You notice it's mostly, like, again, working man's type stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, this isn't a chicken and waffles type place. It's more like, you know, deli sandwiches, sodas, milkshakes, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You're going to just plan to sit there for a little while?
No. Yeah, but I'm going to bring up, I think I know how I'm going to do this.
So what is your plan then? She comes back with a menu, just kind of stands there looking at you.
I think we're going to order food.
Sure.
And then...
Is that what you say to her? I think we're going to order food.
Yeah, you can get a couple of deli sandwiches or something.
Yeah, we'll get a couple of sandwiches, and then I'll probably talk a little bit louder than I need to, and just say, you know, I really wish Millie would have given us some descriptions, because names aren't going to really cut it. I don't know anybody from around here.
Okay.
Loud enough that there are people that can hear us.
Cecil?
Not obnoxiously loud.
But like Cecil loud or just...
No, like I'm trying to keep a private conversation private.
Okay.
But I'm just like not very good at it. Like as though I lack social skills and realize that I need to be quieter than I should.
I am...
And I bring up Millie. I bring up the fact that it's like, I really wish Millie would have given us descriptions to know who we need to talk to.
When he says the word Millie, I am looking about to see if anyone bats an eye.
You notice the guy behind the bar is staring at you.
Do we see a name tag?
Psychology to read him whether or not he's staring at us because we said the name and it seems interesting, or because we're just white.
Sure. You can roll.
Pass.
No, he's definitely staring at you because he wonders what the hell you're doing there, but he definitely recognizes what you're talking about.
Okay. To which I say something to the effect of, well, we'll do whatever we can to help her.
He continues to stare at you as he pours another soda.
I gave her Mother Redmond's address. She sees fit. She can visit.
I'll get up and walk up to the bartender area.
Can I help you, sir?
Is there a lot of people there?
I mean, it's pretty hopping. I mean, all things considered, it's not like packed. But yeah, there are probably a dozen to 20 customers in here.
Is it possible to discreetly pass a fiver and ask if there's anything stronger behind the counter?
Discreetly enough, yeah. Okay. He looks at you, eyeing you up and down. I don't know if you know, sir, but alcohol is illegal in the United States.
Oh, it is? No, I won't play dumb. And I'll be like, who says I'm paying for alcohol?
Got a chocolate malt that's been sitting down here for an hour and a half. It's warm. I'm sure that's a little bit stronger. Can I ask you why you're talking about Millie Adams?
Millie and Hilton are friends of ours.
Really? He looks at you unbelievingly.
Well, you can, believe me or not, our visit to Sing Sing would say otherwise. You can go look at the guest records.
Yeah, I got time to go all the way up north through, well.
Then I guess you're going to have to take me at my word. Why would anyone care or want to know anything about that case if he's already where he is?
The man raises his eyebrows considering. You have a point. What are you doing at Teddy's?
Got a couple of names. I know that this is where the Harlem Hellfighters used to spend a lot of time. I wanted to speak with them.
Large company. Lots of men. Lots of them that didn't come back. Exactly who would you be looking for?
The name Needham Johnson or Douglas Art or... Man, I can't read my own writing after what she just told me. Jackie. Those four come up. You know. Just following up leads for fellow veterans. There's not too many look out for us these days.
You see him sort of nod.
Did I get my hat back?
You did get your hat back.
Then I'll tip my hat and turn it sideways so the bullet hole shows.
It's established. It's okay. He nods. Back booth. On the right.
Yes, sir. And I'll go collect Cecil.
As you walk back to the table, you see the back table on the right is occupied by three individuals. You see a handsome, clean-shaven African-American man of average build and height. thick hair slicked back in waves, and in a well-cared pinstripe suit. So that's number one.
Say that again. Oh, that's slick. Okay.
You see a physically robust African-American man with large hands and an unwavering gaze. He appears to be in a threadbare old suit, which appears to be covered in bits of either mud or dried concrete, maybe clay, some sort of, you know, earthy texture. And he's got a day's worth of stubble on his face. And the third man is sort of a slight build, wearing a pullover and bow tie. His hair is quite short and well oiled. He's the only one who appears to be even close to smiling as you walk up. Man number two says, "Can I help you?" They all appear to be sipping coffee that is cooled.
Can I have the name of the guy behind the bar?
He didn't give it to you.
Our mutual friend, and I'll kind of glance back and directed me over here.
What for?
I was talking with him about Mr. and Mrs. Adams, potentially mutual friend who we don't necessarily like where he is.
They all exchange a glance. And who are you?
Cecil tosses a card at him. Like three cards at once.
Gambit up in the shit.
Hell just, yeah.
They Cecil look at you, make no move to pick up the cards. They kind of make me a dex roll, Lucas.
That was a joke.
Sure. No, make me a dex roll.
Dex is good, actually. I'm eight over.
One of them lands next to a cup of coffee, but does not fall into the man's cup of coffee.
He literally just points.
You see large man number two with the day's scraggle kind of like flex a little bit as if he's getting loosened up.
Gentlemen, I'd buy you a drink, but, well, listen, we like you, man. We want him out of jail.
And I think that Eustace would pull his hat off and make sure it's like center of attention and run his hand around the rim and just say, a fellow man who's been in hard situations and don't like to see brothers put away for no reason.
Cecil agrees as he rubs his wrist. Probably has handcuff marks across it.
What can we do for you, gentlemen? Hilton's in jail.
I think that I'll just turn to look at him and, because we have three guys here, not four.
Yep. Who are you and what do you want?
He starts to reach for more cards and just remembers that he put them on the table already.
Yes, we understand, Mr. Tarkington the Third, lawyer.
Esquire.
Are you getting our friend out of Sing Sing?
I think Eustace would pipe up at this point to stop Cecil from talking anymore, and he would just be like,
told you.
God damn it, you're right. I don't like you talking in character. No, I think that I would just, you know, now I lost one on my train of thought. Thanks, Lucas.
Tarkington does that. You were going to speak up.
I know. I'm speaking up because I don't want you to talk. No, I think that Eustace would just, he would introduce himself and he would, I think, bring up Schoenberg. You know, we've had a good friend who was killed in some ritualistic style not long ago. You might have seen him, Mr. Jackson Elias. And it seems as though his death was similar to the ones that Mr. Adams was framed for. So obviously that puts us on the lead that, you know, he's probably not the one who did it. And after talking with Millie, she gave us a couple of names of gentlemen who were a part of that watch, who are friends with Hilton. And I mean, are any of you, Douglas, Art, Jackie, or maybe Needham?
They all kind of look at you and look at each other.
We'll also die.
Would either of you like to make psychology rolls? Just curious.
Please make a psych roll, because I won't.
Psych I usually make. I'm three over. I will go ahead and spend my luck. I'll spend three luck to make that roll.
I'm going to be nice and not let you spend
still
three
not
luck.
The lowest. Okay. Then I'll save that luck, and you let me have as much as you wish.
I had base luck until I passed one in Peru and
it's a little harder than that. They seem to look around at each other. Almost, you get the sense that they know each other fairly well.
You'd assume if they're sitting at the same table.
Right, but I mean, like, you get the sense that there's a whole conversation playing out without saying anything.
Mm-hmm. Just from looks alone.
Right,
because they're aliens and they speak with their minds.
Exactly. No, they're very comfortable around each other. They're not very comfortable around the four of you. And there's something else that's...
Two of us.
...that's making them uncomfortable, but you're not quite sure.
Wait, is it just two of us?
Right? Is it the fact that we're wider that we're poking around?
Probably both.
No, that's a question I ask out loud.
Ah, say it in character.
You notice man number one speaks up and says, you know, some of us don't immediately see the color of a man's skin to determine his worth or his integrity.
Just the fact that we're outsiders. Like everybody else here?
It's the fact that the last half dozen men who've asked about Hilton Adams have only wanted to see the man fry.
He's already on his way there. Why would anybody else be asking that?
Thank you for reminding us, says number two.
Why would anybody else be asking? Cecil kind of
smacks him on the shoulder. Like, what are you doing?
Take your cane to the corner.
He never retrieved his cane.
Oh.
Either the police have it and realize there was a sword inside of it, or he just never got it back.
Oh, yeah, that's probably true. I forgot about the sword cane. Yeah.
I mean, he dropped it before he fired the gun, so if there was snow on the ground, it might be buried in the snow. I don't know.
I guess the real question is your friend, you know, worth enough to you to continue talking to people because he's not going anywhere better from where he's at now?
You see the middleman slam his fists on the table in frustration. And they're like, actually, the man number three, the slight man, puts his hand out on his shoulder and says, he's like, Douglas, calm down. Now, we're not...
Stubble,
you need,
Douglas.
You need to understand, sir, that we're not exactly in a position to really help him. We've tried. Millie has tried.
Robeson? Other people on the take in the 17th precinct?
13th,
I believe. 13th precinct?
You notice...
No, it's not 13, because I would have made a joke about assault on precinct 13. I would have.
You see the big guy again kind of clutch the table angrily, as if he wishes he could just tear it in half with his bare hands.
Because that... 14. I would just say, because that jackass can kick rocks.
They sort of nod.
We just got out last night for looking around.
They're covering it up, of course, says man number one.
We've got ins at the Times, and we've got we got the year of the 20th. 7A is... Cool, right?
I'm a journalist, he says, looking at you.
Where?
The New York Age.
That's what that note means.
What note?
It says New York Age, and I thought I stopped writing. I didn't know what it meant because I didn't write newspaper next to it.
Needham Johnson writes for the New York Age, which Cecil could fill you in. It's kind of the...
Was it Needham? No. Was it the slight man who said that? Man number one.
Who does number two work for?
Did you wait?
Concrete manufacturer.
You must understand, sir, we have published about this. We have talked about this. It is being covered up.
How is the Age, like, well known?
I mean, like, you wouldn't know about it offhand, but it is one of the two most prominent. Like, there are two prominent.
It's the Times and the Age?
Probably not quite like that. The Age is probably third. I'd have to look. Lucas could tell you that there are two prominent newspapers published in Harlem.
It's the World.
That's not the World. Are you gonna make me look and see what the book says?
Have you ever watched Newsies?
So it's just the New York Times and then the Daily Bugle, or
God damn it, now I gotta find the fucking Harlem section and figure out what the hell it is. I explained this to you a while ago.
As in last session?
I believe it was two sessions ago.
Sorry, that episode hasn't come out yet for me to listen to again.
It was originally the New York Globe, not to be confused with the daily The New York Globe. The New York Age was a black newspaper produced from 1887 to 1960.
There are There's the New York Age, which would have been the a middle class newspaper of the day, specifically geared toward Harlem residents. There would have also been another weekly paper called the Amsterdam News. So the New York Age is probably the most well-known paper for Upper Manhattan, specifically Harlem-based. So while he is not, he is essentially Schoenberg's equivalent if, you know, there wasn't a divide of race and class. And let me tell you, sir, I have covered some of the lovely things coming out of Precinct 14, and they're doing a marvelous job at covering up the more salacious and violent aspects.
Do you happen to cover shots fired on alleyway?
Yes, I'd heard about that.
You're welcome.
It is a weekly paper, so it's a question of when they published.
If he's
just closed it.
He at least knows about it.
No, I mean, like, but it was yesterday.
True, but he said he heard about it, right?
Yeah, no, he's aware.
The man was sneaking about, listening to our conversations with Ms. Adams.
So you mean to tell me that you shot and killed an individual who was sneaking about in an area where he was not welcome?
I neither confirm nor deny.
Allegedly.
Let's just say the man went wild.
What do you gentlemen want? What can we do for you?
We're investigating the death of our friend. And in doing so, it seems eerily similar to what Mr. Adams was...
Framed for.
Jackson Elias. I said it already.
They mentioned that. Yes, we found the pattern. That's what we were doing. We were seeking it out. We were trying to understand. It seems to happen frequently. The abductions, the murders. The murders seem less obvious. The abductions fairly frequent. We formed a troop with Adams, a night watch to try and protect our own. He stumbled across someone while being attacked. You know, while they were being attacked, he managed to tear off some sort of significant piece of red cloth. We have no physical evidence whatsoever. I'm sure the police took that.
You weren't with him at all when it happened? He was by himself?
We came upon him pretty quickly thereafter. But the man had escaped. All he was able to get was what he tore off the man's body.
How exactly did Mr. Adams' knife get involved?
The police found it at the scene. They all look at you incredulously as one of them says that.
And Cecil just looks at them. No one can see this at home, but just does bunny ears.
The cops are turning a blind eye in this circumstance. We all know Hilton is being set up.
It's more likely that Robeson is being paid off.
Of course he is. You look at some of them, they're like, we've lived here all our lives. Robeson is just one in a long string of people being paid off in Harlem. He's just a real prick.
You could say that.
What question do I need to ask to get more information than we already know?
Do you have any magical items that we can take upon a quest?
Maybe it's just a repeat of information.
More evidence that perhaps the police did not get their hands on?
I remember Hilton saying something about the Juju House, some art supply place or something in Harlem, but yes, I'm not sure what his suspicions were.
This isn't the first time we've heard about it. In fact, we've been there.
What patterns did you guys notice that caused you to expect it to happen the night that you were out?
It just seems to happen in the dark. I mean, you know, if you're going to abduct someone, you would do it when there's very little natural light out.
Just the new moon, that's all?
Mm-hmm.
Any information we could take to somebody other than the 14th precinct that might help clear Adam's name?
I think it would be very hard to do anything to save poor Hilton now.
I mean, a combined
effort. It would take a miracle.
I mean, a combined effort outside of the age itself. Anything at all?
Psychology rolls? I know I've already given you that, but it's probably the best roll for the situation.
That is hard pass.
Okay. These are not timid men. These are hard men. These are war vets. These are badasses. And you get the sense, Cecil, that they have been beaten into submission by circumstance, whether that's been threatened or cajoled, or it could be they've gone after their families, their careers, their whatever. But you get the sense that these men would, if you told them they could run into live fire right now to save Hilton, they would do it. The fact that they're not jumping out of the booths right now tells you that they've done everything they feel they can do short of taking a bullet. They don't think that there's any hope. They think that they have so little power and agency that there is nothing they can do. And as Needham looks up at you, you see man number three turns and looks specifically at Eustace and says, it's a very cruel thing to get the young lady's hopes up. I hope you folks aren't feeding her a line of something that isn't likely to happen.
We've made no promises.
I think
only
with
that we'll do whatever we can.
I think with that Eustace would, he has a line that he's used on men before, and he would just look down and say, boys, when did you start standing on your heels and stop charging the hill? I mean, you got people here at least willing to charge the hill for you. Give us something to go with.
Roll persuade.
Shit.
I mean, it's a bonus very die. Inspirational.
That was a decent line.
It was a decent line. I'm taking it into consideration. That's a very inspirational speech. I appreciate it. I'm taking it into account.
And all I get is my base. Come on, dice. Give me something decent. Nope.
What'd you roll?
Not close.
What's your skill?
Base, 10.
Okay. Just roll more than 50?
Yeah.
Okay.
70.
They kind of look at you.
Can I have a bonus die? If I used a bonus die, it was a 25.
I'll keep that in. I'll take that into consideration. You get the sense that there's not much more. They're broken, dejected men. They're not happy about it. They're not happy that you brought it up.
I'm good at riding horses. I get up the hill faster than most.
You find us a trench, a no man's land to run through. We'll do it.
You got to give me some direction to find it for first, boys.
Hilton knew the most. Whatever direction he has, it's where I'd go.
They didn't give us enough time to get as much as we needed. Besides Juju House and talking to Millie, I mean, did we get anything else?
Orders are orders.
Who'd you take yours from?
Hilton.
And he said lay low? He said let it go?
No, but we don't really want to endanger.
You don't have somewhere she could stay?
They all kind of shrug. Harlem's our home. After you're done, you can walk away from here. You can do whatever you want, but we have to stay here. And unless you're going to take down the whole damn thing, whatever mess you make, you can walk away from it. We won't. And then they sort of turn away from you. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'd like to finish my coffee.
But if you ever find yourself in West Virginia, I got a hole you can hunker down in. Then I'll turn and walk away.
Our title track, Ideathesia, provided by Sleep for the Weary off their EP, Catharsis. Find more of their music at sleepfortheweary.com. Introduction compiled from Nyarlathotep by H.P. Lovecraft. Like what you heard? Hear more episodes at rancorsbrothel.com. Join the conversation on Facebook with the Rancors Brothel and on Twitter at rancors_brothel. Send comments to the rancorsbrothel@gmail.com. Discover exclusive content at patreon.com/rancors_brothel by becoming a patron of our podcast. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, listeners. See you next time.